Good morning, Luca. It's Friday, the 19th of June, 2026. Here's your briefing. The big practical point first, US stock and bond markets are closed today for Juneteenth, and they reopen on Monday. So today's price action passes to Asia and Europe on thin volumes. The top story is the Middle East moving from war to an uneasy peace. The US-Tehran deal is now in force. Tracking data shows Iranian cargo ships sailing home to the Gulf for, in their words, business as usual. Washington will release about $6 billion of frozen Iranian funds held in Qatar, in phases, while Tehran keeps its ballistic missiles. The friction has shifted inside the Western camp. Vice President J.D. Vance publicly rebuked the Israeli government over its criticism of the deal and put a planned trip to Switzerland on hold, just as a 60-day implementation clock starts ticking. The morning's real cross-current is between that de-escalation and a hawkish Federal Reserve. Under its new chair Kevin Warsh, the Fed this week dropped its bias to cut rates and published projections that now lean toward at least one rate rise. The result, the dollar is firmer, gold has slid, and the 10-year Treasury yield sits around 4.45%. Goldman Sachs lopped $500 off its gold price target, betting there'll be no Fed cuts this year. Now the market snapshot, all at Thursday's close. The S&P 500 rose 1.08% to 7,500, led by a rebound in chip stocks. The Nasdaq climbed 1.91%. Europe was the laggard, the FTSE 100 fell about 1%, snapping a five-day winning streak as oil majors weighed. Gold fell almost 2% to around $4,160 and is set for a weekly loss. And crude oil is heading for a weekly decline. Brent slipped back towards $78, its weakest since late February and roughly 38% below its spring war peak, as the Strait of Hormuz reopens and Saudi, Emirati and Iraqi barrels prepare to return. The market's mental model has flipped from shortage to glut. Now to the FUT portfolio signal, tied to your holdings. The dominant read is rates, the FUT calls Warsh's hawkish shift one that's upending global currency bets, reversing crowded emerging market and commodity currency trades and lifting the dollar, so duration caution stays warranted. The offset is energy disinflation as oil falls. The flag most relevant to your war chest discipline is credit, the FUT warns insurers are becoming dangerously addicted to private credit ratings, echoing reports that private credit turmoil has retail investors eyeing the exits. That's froth and rising stress, but not yet a severe systemic trigger, so your war chest rules stay sheathed. On single names, the clearest signal is ASML. In a Bloomberg exclusive, Washington has told ASML it's concerned China may already have its most advanced chip-making tool, an export control overhang for the whole AI hardware chain. On the AI build-out, the watch item is funding and cost, Meta is tapping Wall Street debt for AI, and SpaceX is plotting a bond of at least $20 billion after its record IPO, but Amazon, Walmart and Uber are now capping wasteful AI usage as costs strain budgets. And a policy flag for pharma, the US has opened a Section 301 trade probe into Germany spending on new medicines, escalating the transatlantic drug pricing war. Now the clinical desk, from this week's New England Journal. Three results that touch practice. First, cefazolin for methicillin-susceptible Staph aureus bacteremia. In the SNAP platform trial, cefazolin was non-inferior to fluclaxillin for 90-day mortality and caused less acute kidney injury, reassurance for it as a first-line option. Second, the CTRAC trial, in patients with post-thrombotic syndrome and iliac vein obstruction, stenting plus antithrombotics beat standard care on symptom severity and quality of life, at the cost of more bleeding, the first randomized support for stenting in established disease. Third, a notable negative, in ODYSSEY-HCM, the myosin inhibitor mavacamten failed both primary endpoints in non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, keeping its benefit confined to the obstructive form. A landmark pairing on trauma, the UK SWIFT trial, with a companion study, found pre-hospital whole blood gave no survival edge over standard components, a cold water result. And a first-in-class bright spot, zorevunersen, an antisense therapy for Dravet syndrome, cut convulsive seizures by roughly 60-90%, with durable cognitive gains, the first real signal of disease modification in a genetic epilepsy. As always, that's a summary, not clinical advice. Looking ahead, with the US shut today, watch the pace of the Hormuz reopening and whether the glut call holds, the durability of the post-Warsh rate hike pricing, and the 60-day US-Iran clock. US markets are back Monday. That's your morning, have a good Friday.